Hello and welcome to episode 14 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 29th of December 2020. And today we continue the predictions for the next year. Yesterday I talked a little bit about Facebook and what I believe that they will be doing in the upcoming year. And today we will continue on that theme because I think a lot of the changes that we will see in the coming year is around the platforms. And to start off with, I wanted to mention Amazon. That is a company that so far has been very, very passive when it comes to the podcasting space. I think that they will actually change this strategy during 2021 to increase or add podcasts onto Amazon Music. And that is to mitigate Spotify's and Apple's dominance when it comes to the music experience or the audio experience for users. Amazon is already owning a audio content company called Audible. So this is a natural continuation on that business. I believe that Amazon is either or most likely going to develop their service themselves, but they could also potentially buy something to speed up this journey. I already mentioned Spotify, and I believe Spotify will continue the shopping spree they've been on during 2020. So they are going to continue acquiring companies to add on functions, features, and just grow their database of things. And they are going to acquire these companies around the world, of course, but they will go into the Spotify application. I also think that Spotify is going to continue to sign up a lot of different podcasts to be more exclusive on the platform. So some of them you will only be able to listen on the platform, and then you can have a free Spotify account or you can use your premium one if you have one. And some of them is only going to be on the premium side as a way to pull users into subscribing to the premium experience. Another thing I think that Spotify needs to do or going to look into doing is to actually work more on the podcasting experience. I think that the Spotify app is perfectly fine if you want to listen to music, and they have a really, really good platform with AI that predicts and give you suggestions for music and also generates playlists for you. They will, of course, do this for podcasts as well, that they will start by suggesting podcasts to people that is listening to podcasts, of course. But the whole player, that whole experience, I think there is some work that they need to do to make that a little bit better for the podcast listeners. And that is going to happen in 2021. And finally, I think Apple is going to do some changes to the way they work with podcasts. I mean, Apple was the number one company that came out and started podcasting or made podcasting what it is today. And today, over 60%, I think it's between 68 and 70% of all podcast listings happening still through iTunes. And of course, there is other players like Spotify and Stitcher and so on that is taking parts of the market and bringing users into their cloud from the iTunes ecosystem. But of course, the ecosystem is still growing. The number of listeners still grows. But I think that Apple is going to work with their platform and change mainly the experience for the end users. I think they are going to renew or re-innovate the whole experience for the users on the iTunes platform. And one of the ways they're going to do this is to actually add on features to, for example, split up a podcast in sections. And then you can add texts and videos and so on into the podcast to get a more interactive experience if you have that possibility on your player. So if you're listening on a podcast, for example, on your iPhone, you will be able to get extra materials in the iPhone immediately. And this is, of course, something that other players will also support in the long term. I think this is something that Adam Curry is pushing a lot for. I think he calls it Podcasting 2.0. And I don't know too much about that yet. And it's definitely something I think is really, really interesting. So look out for that. So this is a few of the predictions I have for 2021. Let's see in a year how right or how wrong I was when it came to this. Until tomorrow, have a good one.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.